VOA News via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Countries and international leaders are responding after United States President Donald Trump said he's halting funding to the World Health Organization. The president said he's doing so over the agency's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. He said late Tuesday the WHO played a role in severely mismanaging and covering up the spread of coronavirus. China's foreign ministry said Wednesday President Trump's decision would affect all countries as the world faces a critical stage in combating the coronavirus pandemic. Germany foreign minister saying assigning blame doesn't help. The European Union foreign policy chief also weighing in, saying there is no justification for President Trump's decision when the WHO efforts are needed more than ever. Meanwhile, Dr. Anthony Fauci, a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, told the Associated Press that the United States does not yet have the critical testing and tracing procedures needed to begin reopening the nation's economy. South Koreans are choosing members of the legislature on Wednesday. This as the country tries to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Voters are required to wear masks, are checked for fever at the entrance of their polling stations, and are asked to maintain social distance while moving only in a guided path. Wednesday's vote effectively serves as a midterm referendum on South Korean President Moon Jae-in. Moon's political fortunes have rebounded after he oversaw one of the world's most effective coronavirus responses. South Korea's election is the first case of a country holding national elections in an affected country amid the current pandemic. China state media says Chinese scientists have started the second phase of a clinical trial for a vaccine for coronavirus. This is VOA News. India, France, and Nigeria are among several countries whose leaders are extending lockdowns aimed at stopping the spread of the novel coronavirus as the number of confirmed cases worldwide approaches 2 million. With the number of infections in the country at close to 11,000, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced Tuesday a nationwide lockdown would run through the beginning of May. French President Emmanuel Macron gave a late Monday televised address saying France's lockdown would last until May 11th, at which time authorities will begin to reopen schools. Nigeria also is adding 2 more weeks to lockdown orders in major cities. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said a 48-hour weekend lockdown would be repeated this week. The European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen is calling for a donors conference to be held in May to raise funds for the creation and deployment of a vaccine against COVID-19. Von der Leyen spoke during a video link news conference in Brussels Wednesday, calling a vaccine the collective best shot at beating the virus. She said the conference would also raise funds for improving pandemic preparedness, as well as accelerating work on diagnostics and treatments. Stock exchanges in Asia are in negative territory Wednesday as investors react to predictions the global economy will suffer its worst year in more than 8 decades. Indexes in Japan, Australia, and Hong Kong and Shanghai are all trading below 1% in the late afternoon session. The International Monetary Fund said Tuesday that global economic output will shrink by 3% in 2020, with nearly all economic activity shut down due to the novel coronavirus pandemic. That makes it the worst economic slump since the Great Depression of the 1930s. Oil markets were trading higher Wednesday, with U.S. crude prices up nearly 2%, while Brent crude, the international standard, up nearly 1%. The highest-ranking military officer in the United States is downplaying the latest missile launch by North Korea, though it could be a few more days before military analysts are done with their assessments. Chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, General Mark Milley said Tuesday the timing of the launch might have more to do with events in Pyongyang. Tuesday's test is the fifth in a string of short-range missile launches carried out by Pyongyang so far this year. We have more for you on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka.